Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Lord Jiva. Lord Jiva.
Wow, word up. Yes, yes. So, here we go, here we go. The train has left the station. Today, special, special guest. All right. In this interview series, we have Last Laugh. Hey, so, hey. Word up. Great to have you. You know what I mean? Great to get this build session in with you. You know, and, so this train, man, you know, we all on it as far as our movements and moving forward and pushing our art forward. And Westchester, man, is a place that somewhat untapped, you know. I started that, you know, the Westchester Put On piece. You know, one day I just decided to put it together and, you know, in the midst of putting it together, hearing all of the artists, man, it's 4 hours worth of music from artists from out here, man, people that I either know or, you know, or knew somebody that just gave me their music. And it's like, just listening to it, I'm like, everybody's doing it. You know what I mean? Everybody's sounding good. And it's just like, yo, it brought me back to doing, you know, when we doing events and when we were doing shows and everybody was coming through performing, man. So I said, you know, let's take things to the next level and really get in depth with artists because it's about a vibe. You know, everybody puts their music up and whatnot, but it's about a vibe. So this allows for people to hear you, you know, let you just give your just your feelings about your art and about just how you feel about things in general, man, and it makes it more personal. So now when people hear your music now, it's a face to the music, it's a voice to the music, it's a passion to the music, you know what I'm saying? So that's how this all came about, and it's just starting.
Yo, first and foremost, though, Lord Jiva, man, I want to say we appreciate what you're doing, man. For real, man. This is big, man. You know, just the fact that you're uniting all the artists and making it happen, man. You took it upon yourself to connect the dots, man. True for that, man.
I appreciate y'all, you know, for doing your art, man. And when I hear Last Laugh, like, I feel creativity and feel originality automatically. You know what I'm saying? It's a sound that it's its own. It's no, you can't compare it to nobody. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, your brothers are poetic, you know, and y'all, you know, y'all question the world. And y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all put that out there. So that's... I can't wait to let people hear, you know, most of the music, man, and blast it off throughout this conversation. So, you know, so let us know, you know what I mean? What are some things about Last Laugh that, you know, you want the world to know?
Taj, go ahead, man. What you feel?
Yeah. Well, this is Biz speaking. First of all, yo, Lord, man, what's going on, B? I ain't speak to you in a long time. Peace.
No doubt.
Word
up, man.
That's my man.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But last laugh, what we are is a independent, inspirational production company. My brother had the vision, Ski. He had the vision for me, myself, and my older brother, Dizzy. He wanted all of us to have a platform and something to get into to move forward in life because none of us have that mindset of working this 9-to-5 all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he saw that we had talent in the music and he saw that we could take it further than where we were. So he put this production company in our hands and we saw the vision as well. Everything that we do is positive. No doubt. Everything that we do is positive, definitely. And that's why I mess with you, Lord, because as long as I've known you, man, every time I see you, you got the youth with you, all the artists, but they young and they spitting something real, you know, they spitting something positive. Everything that you do is positive, man, and that's why I fucks with you, man. I want to be surrounded by people like you, you know? Well, so I don't know if we can curse. I apologize.
Nah. Yo, definitely, man. Get that out. Get that out of the system, man, because that sparks a real conversation, man. You know what I'm saying? Nothing suppressed, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, these types of conversations are always necessary there. So,
to piggyback off of what Itaj was saying, man, or Biz, you know, it's really us, man. So when Itaj, I'm not caught up in calling him as his rapper name or his artist name, you know, it's he giving you him, man, you know. So it's Biz, it's Taj, it's all one and the same, man. And last, we're trying to change the dynamic, man. You know, this world we live in, we feel like it stands for something that's against the grain of what we feel like we naturally stand for, you know, and we're just trying to change the dynamic. And you know, the vision was to have that platform, to give my brothers that platform, and, you know, whoever else, any other loved ones, man, that needed that platform, in due time, we would all have the last laugh, because we knew going against the grain, the first thing they do is they're going to laugh at you. They're not going to believe you ever. They're going to laugh at you, you know, because they don't really understand what we're trying to do here. But in the end, we'll all have the last laugh.
Nah, that's what's up, man. I mean, I definitely connect with that message, man, because, you know, on my artistic journey and you know, my mission of putting my art out there and putting others' art out there and forward, you know, into the community, you know, I've always been in scenarios where I have to present myself to the community and present what I'm doing, and, you know, and you get light claps sometimes. Sometimes you get, you know what I'm saying, funny looks, you know what I'm saying, but at the end of the day, you know, you just got to present what you bring forward in, and know that you're doing it. What's up, you know what I'm saying, and people are going to see in the long run what you already saw, you know what I'm saying, so I definitely connect with the concept, like, that's like the motto or the slogan with Last Laugh, that you're going to get to laugh, you know what I mean, I connect with that slogan for real, so.
Respect.
So now,
respect,
as far
man.
As, so as far as, like, a specific music project, like, what's the one that's, like, currently in motion right now for y'all?
I just came out with an album called Not For You. It's on iTunes right now. iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, all of those titles. Any type of streaming site, even SoundCloud is. But that's in motion right now. And also Ski just put out his joint that he. What year did you put the collector's item?
Oh, man, that was about 7-8 years ago, man.
That was
but,
But
you know, 2008.
So that's out now, or that's, what's that? Where's that? Can I be
I dropped that on SoundCloud, man. It was basically something just to get it off, man. Therapeutic for me, you know, because it was something that saved my life at the time.
Okay,
what's
okay.
up?
But all
lead to that Not For You, man. Like, that Not For You, that album, I feel like it's an album that could definitely change the dynamic, man. It's definitely thought-provoking. Business gave his all, man, on that, man. It's self-produced, self-engineered, self-written, and self-performed, man, all by Business of Last Laugh, man. So he gave you his heart, his soul on that. And all he really wants you to do, all we really want you to do is listen. You know, it would be nice for the support if you want to buy the album. you know, it'd be all good because we're independent, so we know we bank on the support. But if you just want to listen, man, your ears are worth more than anything else. So it's on SoundCloud for free. You know, if you want to just be able to listen. Yeah, not for you. Check that out, man. Business of Last Laugh. And the ski joint is called Collector's Item. Yeah.
Okay. And I could definitely relate, you know, with Biz on the level of being an artist that, you know, everything, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely am an artist. I always produce for myself my own stuff. I've always, written my own stuff. And, I evolved out of that, man. So I definitely connect with you.
Yeah.
So that's obviously, you know. Yeah. So it's a definitely
Absolutely.
A proud thing, man. All your art out there, like, you know, I could imagine the feeling, man. I know the feeling. So any performances, like, coming up?
None coming up. Right now, I've just been in the lab cooking, you know, trying to get the product up. The shows are coming, just none coming up right now.
Yeah. We actually got a festival that's happening in Brooklyn, but that got pushed back to November. That was supposed to be in early October. It got pushed back to November. So, you know, just creating until then, until we get our name called, until we, you know, we willing to bless any stage, man. And, you know, Taj is willing to bless any stage. Yeah, man.
So now, as far as some of the songs, like, I always ask everybody your favorite joint. So it's like, you know, we all know about just having everything that you officially put out there being your favorite, but like, what are some key joints that really speak to Last Laugh, as far as like getting it out there to the audience? What are some key joints that you would definitely want people to hear?
Yeah, that's a good question, Taj, man. What's your favorite joints on your album, man? That's a good question.
I would say Paper is definitely one of my favorite joints. I mean, you can't really ask me that because every joint is my favorite joint on my own album. But I would say Paper, The Root, and Lost Again.
Okay.
Lost
so yeah,
again.
So,
I was meaning
that if someone like didn't know about you and they just was going to check one joint, like what would you be like? Yo, check such and such. You know what I'm saying? What joint would you give them?
I would give them Paper.
Paper? Right.
Paper. Yeah. That's a tough one, man.
I dig that joint, Ski, you got with Pops at the beginning, yo. Word up. The video you got with Pops at the beginning, and he just talking, you know, and saying
yeah,
help with your
the rock this joint. The rock this joint. Yeah, rock this. Yeah. That was around the time I really, you know, was blacking out, man. So that was my outlet, man, to get it off. And you know, as Allah would have it, man, you know, I was able to get some of them joints off, man. You know, rock this and a few other joints, the Collector's Item all together. It was all around that time, you know, 2007, 2008, 2009.
Okay, what is like some of your influences as far as like, you could say MC-wise or music-wise, like what are, you know, for both of y'all, what are those influences, where they come from?
All right, you got it, Taj.
Okay, to be perfectly honest, my influences was my family, and I mean everybody in my family, from my mother to my father to my two brothers. You know, Ski and Dizzy were the first two rappers that I ever knew the words to any of the songs, you know, like they were the only ones that I was looking up to as far as rappers. And my father, he played in the band, so he was into harmonies and just the whole composition of music. You know, he was a drummer, so I became a drummer. I just dug the creation of music. And then with my mother, she's not tone deaf either, so she's quick to tell us if we're off key or not, you know. Put all that together.
Without a doubt. As far as artists go, man, of course Nasir Jones is a big influence in my life, man. But Nasir, Rakim, KRS-One, you know, those are big influences. You know what I mean? It doesn't stop at MCing, though, man, because Stevie Wonder got to be the biggest influence musically in my life. You know, Stevie Wonder is just, he was it. He still is it to me, you know.
And that's it.
He even got a song called Visions that I want played at my funeral, man. That's real.
Stevie, man, I got into him, you know, in my sampling days, when I first got into producing hip hop and sampling and digging in the crates, and I got to Stevie Records, and I, you know what I mean, and I got stuck there, you know what I'm saying?
So, man.
And then I just listened to the joints, you know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, I was listening to joints to find samples. I was just listening to the music, you know what I'm saying? After a while.
That's what timeless music will do, man. That's what timeless music will do, man. It'll take you to a place, man, where you don't even want to leave that place. You know?
That's what's up.
That's what we're trying to recreate, man.
That's the goal. So this is a subject matter question. I'm gonna throw, you know, three subject matter questions that y'all, you know, two pertaining to vision and moving and the future and where y'all foresee yourselves. And but this one is one that I've been, you know, I made sure that I make a subject to have artists chime in on it. And it's a subject of oversaturation. So my thing is that people complain about the game being saturated. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you get that conversation about the game being oversaturated. But what my point of view is that the more people that are doing it, it's a better opportunity for us if we decide to work together and collectivize our resources and work it together. It could be a benefit, the fact that everybody's doing it, and it'll speak to the vision of people like Pop that had that Hip Hop Nation vision, you know what I'm saying, the Thug Nation vision, all what it works together. So what are your perspectives on that oversaturation, so to speak, of hip hop?
Taj, you got that?
Well, I agree with what you just said, you know, because at the end of the day, it all has its purpose, you know. Everything is meant. So there could be oversaturation in hip hop, but everything is meant because the truth comes out, you know.
Yeah, definitely, man. I agree, Taj. You know, everybody has a voice. You know, everybody was blessed with a voice, and who are we not to say if somebody can use their voice or not, but to speak. I think my main thing with Taj was, in his growth, was to find his own voice, because you don't want to use your voice saying somebody else's thoughts. You know what I mean? I think that's where the oversaturation comes in, because we got too many voices saying somebody else's thoughts instead of being, you know, authentic to themselves. And, you know, I guess that comes with growth, you know. But another thing to chime off of what you said about, you know, Pac's vision and the fact that there's so many people doing it, and if we could work together collectively, you just made me think about the seven principles, man. I know we only
we only talk about the seven principles the last 7 days of the year. But the seven principles, man, we talk about cooperative economics and creativity and self-determination, and you talk about collective work and responsibility. If we all live by these principles, man, as artists, it would make sense in the long run, or sense in all sense of the word. Yeah, you know I mean, in all spellings of the word, it would make sense, you know. And we got to put our egos aside, absolutely, man. And you know that's you know, as an MC, I guess ego is a big part of being the MC, you know, in the culture. But if we could put our egos aside, man, and work together, man, I think it would definitely pay off in the long run. If that answers your question, Lord.
Yeah. So now, transitioning to the second component of my question now, I'm glad you said in the long run and looking forward into the future. So in 6 months from now, where does Last Laugh envision their art 6 months from now?
Nationwide, worldwide, you know, with the invention of the internet, it makes things possible to reach people globally now, man. And you know, the fact that we have some material out that we feel like can touch a certain amount of people and the right people, we feel like in a 6 month span it'll touch the people it'll touch some of the people that it needs to touch. And, you know, good things travel. You know, good news travels. So that's what we're banking on, man. That's what we're banking on. We're banking on that good news traveling. And in a six-month span, we'll be in not just a state near you, a country near you, man. That's what we aspire to be.
Definitely.
Well, you got me on board supporting it, you know what I mean? So I'm going to do what I can on my end to push it forward, you know what I mean? So that's what's up. So what's up? You got anything on that?
To be honest, man, I don't like to look at time frames or anything like that because it's not in our hands, it's not in time's hands, it's in God's hands. So whenever it happens or whatever happens, it just happens. But I do feel that we will be further out there than we are right now, you know. But definitely, I just put my first album out, so in 6 months from now I should have a lot more music out there, so we'll see where that takes, you know?
No doubt. So now that's a good response. I mean, I definitely appreciate that perspective on that response. So the other end of it is 4 years from now, because the great brother Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, that has evolved his art to the level of where we see it today, you know, him amongst other artists that have got to that level. He's famous for a quote saying that, "I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman." So, you know, also traveling, no pun intended, on the word business. But 4 years from now, where do you see the business of Last Laugh? Four years from now, the business of Last Laugh.
So you're saying where the business of Last Laugh will be in 4 years?
You say you're a production, okay. You know what I mean? That's your law. So, you know,
I feel like definitely in 4 years we're going to be on the same platform as Cash Money, Young Money, Good Music, Rock Nation, all of the MMG, all of the big-time labels that y'all see out right now. That's exactly where we'll be. We'll be in the same conversation, as you know.
But I don't mean to cut you off, Taj. When Last Laugh is a production company, being that Last Laugh is a production company, it doesn't stop at music.
You know what I mean? Like,
at all.
There are plenty more things that Taj wants to do. There are plenty more things that I want to do. I'm sure there are plenty more things that my family, that my loved ones want to do. And Last Laugh as a business is that platform, that umbrella for you to be able to do what you want to do at the end of the day. So it could be anything from clothing to videography to, you know, landscaping to anything. You know, it's a platform. Last Laugh is a platform to do many things, you know, and you said in 10 years, man, I'm about generating wealth, man. I never plan to get rich. That this wasn't a get rich quick scheme, or Last Laugh wasn't like, all right, we're going to start a business and get rich off of this. No, it was about generating wealth for our loved ones, man. So in 10 years, I hope and pray, man, that we have wealth generated between us, you know, with the collective, with the cooperative economics, man. We understand it, and that our future will be able to come up under this wealth, and, you know, we'll be able to grow, continue to grow. I hope that makes sense.
No doubt. You know, I was talking to, you know, some of my younger guys the other day, and, you know, they were speaking on the fact that they don't feel that their generation is really connected on the movement end, as far as everybody realizing how they could all make a contribution individually to the greater good. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, my thing was is that we have to just talk about it. We got to put it out there into the atmosphere. That's the thing about the power of the spoken word. That's the thing about the power of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So as long as I told them, I was like, yo, I need to hear y'all do some songs about it. Then if it's that much of a subject matter for you to speak on, start getting that cat in a song about it. You know what I'm saying? Just like, yo, we as a generation need to get it together and work together. I don't, you know what I'm saying? You really hear young artists saying that. You know what I mean? It's verses, you know what I'm saying? And everybody's taken from the concept of battle and battling and how hip-hop came about. But, you know, it's like people are stuck in that, going against each other, and that could be a game plan. So what do you feel about that in a span of a minute? How could you respond to that?
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, my father would always tell me, Brother Joseph, and I would even hear the minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he would say that this generation is the most fearless nation. I mean, the most fearless generation ever. You know what I mean? They're the most fearless generation ever, but they're the most misguided. You know what I mean? But I think we look at the youth as if they're doing something wrong. I think the youth is the most gifted. They're the most gifted generation ever, man. It's just to be able to tap into that gift. You got to be able to tap into that gift. So when Todd says he sees Lord Judah with the youth all the time, that's what it's about, man. Everything we do, we got to invest in our future because that's how we live on. So if we got to disconnect with the youth, We losing. If we got to disconnect with the youth, we die. We die once we die. We die. So, you know, at the end of the day, everything we do is for the youth and to connect with the youth, man. But you gotta have a sense that, you know, with this push button society that we live in, man, you know, they being guided by the TVs and the computers and all that, man. So it's a little misguided, man. So we got to find that common ground so where they find that respect for the elders the same way we got to respect the youth. And we got to find that common ground and all tap into our gifts and continue to grow together, man.
Nah, that's
they fearless, man. The youth is fearless, man. They ready for whatever, man, and I love it.
The X-Men, the movie speaks in a lot of different degrees, man, to the reality that we're dealing with today. The X-Men, you know what I'm saying? Cause Professor X is surrounded by talent, you know what I'm saying? Young talent, and that's what he did. And it's ironic that the base is in Westchester, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like,
Definitely.
How this works is I'm gonna be blasting off the music, you know, throughout the course of the second component of the broadcast, and it's gonna be intermixing with our interview. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be a complete vibe for people to listen in, hear us talking, hear your music. You know what I'm saying? And you'll be able to share it with them. When I do it live, people will be able to chat at the same time as it's going on. So it'll be a little chat box, and people could discuss, you know, what we're talking about and even the music. So that's coming to you within the next few hours.
I need you to do me a favor, Lord. I need you to do me a favor.
What's up, man?
Just based on what we were talking about in the youth, man, I got a joint on the collector's item, man, that when Taj was coming up, man. It's called Taj is Like My Second Childhood, man. Biz is Like My Second Childhood. And there was a joint called Second Childhood, and it was about bridging the gap between the generations, man. So if you could blast that, man, that would be love.
Yeah. So as long as I, now on your SoundCloud, everything is downloadable, right?
Yeah. The Western collector's item is downloadable. Not For You is not downloadable. You gotta buy that. You gotta purchase that. You can listen. You can stream it. But we would love for you to purchase Not For You. But collector's item is yours. It's free. If you want to download it, go ahead.
That's what's up, yeah. Yo. So yeah, I'm gonna snap. And then how? What would you rather folks reach you on Twitter, Facebook, or how would you rather folks hit you? SoundCloud.
You can hit me on Instagram at BizzyBodyBoy, BizzyBodyBoy, and you can hit me on Twitter at BizzyBodyBoy_, and that's what
okay.
I rock with right there. SoundCloud, Last Inc.
Last Inc. on SoundCloud, definitely. And, I'm not big on the gram, on the Instagram, but you could definitely, you know, link up with me on the Instagram. I'm Ski_LastLaf. That's Ski_LASLAF. And then on Facebook, we have a page called Last Laugh Inc. Presents. Last Laugh Inc. Presents. You can follow, you know, us on that. Last Laugh Inc. Presents. LASLAFINC Presents on Facebook.
All right. So that's what's up. So yeah, so I'm gonna work my artistry with putting this masterpiece of a segment together, and I'll be sending it to y'all, and it'll be archived forever. And y'all be able to share it with your peoples. Alright?
Yeah, man. Like we said, y'all, we appreciate what you're doing, man. Whoever's listening to this interview, make sure you listen to the Westchester Put On.
Yeah.
My man, Lord Judah, man, and all of his works, man, all of his mixes, man. He's on it.
That's what's up, man.
Y'all, you continue to do your thing, King. For real.
Y'all too, man. Y'all, your brothers, your kings, your lords, keep it up. It's only the beginning, you know what I mean? And this train has left the station.
Yes, sir.
Folks got to get on board because it ain't stopping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. New soul all train. Aboard. You can play that joint too.
All aboard, y'all. Yeah. Peace to everybody that's checking in too, man. Peace to everybody that checked in. And that's checking in to listen to this, man. Much love to y'all always. We're going to go together.
Shouts out.
All right, y'all. So, you know, we'll stay up.
Lord,
you know, I'll be back at y'all in a few hours.
Continue on. Peace and love.
Peace.
All right, no doubt. Peace.
You are listening to Lord Judah. Lord Judah. Lord Judah.